This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Okay, Tim, you've rehearsed, you've put in the time, let's make it work.
The following podcast is not real, but it is a recording of a live show recorded at Chicago's Talia Hall earlier this month. If you would like to see Hello from the Magic Tavern live, there are still tickets available to the San Francisco Sketchfest show with special guest Guy Branum on Saturday, January 21st. There's a link in the show notes. And now, sit back and enjoy the live show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern! A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, and there's gotta be at least one, wait, there's at least one person, but also they're in the front row. So they're just sort of like, I'm just punctual. That's just who I am. But anyway, for you specifically, if you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. I'm a high-powered female socialite. But unfortunately, for a lot of reasons, I lost most of my fortune, and the only asset I still had was the Blue Moon Detective Agency. So I go there to sort of start working there, and I find that it's being run by this rough-around-the-edges guy named David Addison. And together, we start solving mysteries. And I'm very sophisticated, and he's very quirky and I guess a TV version of the streets. And you know what? We kind of hate each other, but we kind of love each other. Some walk by day, some walk by night. Wait, I just figured out. That's the premise of Moonlighting, which I highly recommend you check out. This is everything you need to know about this show. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. You know, it's one of those stories. Into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, where we all are now. In the town of Nibblebottom, in the magical land of Foon. And that's literally is all you need to know. and it's winter solstice time. I'm so excited. Just a time to celebrate all the holidays, and I'm so excited to share it with one of my good buds. Welcome him out here, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. When I say bing, you say bong. I didn't want to do it. I thought I wanted to do it, and I didn't want to do it, Arnie.
But here's the thing, everybody. Listen like a hawk. Because at any moment, halfway through a sentence, he's going to go bing, and then we're going to see who's paying attention.
Arnie, speaking of hawks, I feel like in this area, something's missing.
Yeah, I feel like previous winter solstice, there were terrifying birds right over
That's
here.
That's right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
There's a little perch.
And now there are just people who are, I'm going to say it, too attractive.
Yeah. That sucks to see.
Really
Bing! Nice.
All right.
Hey, Arnie, I was thinking about something. No, never mind.
Okay. Moving right along.
What if we called each other the Butthole Boys?
Oh, Chunt, you should have trusted your instincts.
I never trust my instincts, Arnie. That's my secret.
Okay, well, look, I don't want to just say no immediately, so I'll hear you out and then say no.
Okay.
Why do you want to call us the Butthole Boys?
Think about it, Arnie. Betwixt us, we have three buttholes. That warrants a Z at the end of boys. Uh-oh, it's the Butthole Boys. Think about it. We kick open a saloon door, we walk in, buttholes a-blazing. And you hear whispers, there they are, the Butthole Boys. Are those the butthole? Those are the Butthole Boys. Everyone knows.
Everybody knows what our
buttholes
are.
We're the Butthole Boys. And as we rest our seat meat on our stools, we lean back and everyone, the drinks just start flowing. Everyone buys us drinks because we're the Butthole Boys. Bing!
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, hey, happy winter solstice.
Happy winter solstice to you too. I forgot, Arnie, can you, what do you call it? Vamp?
Yeah.
You know how in vampires, when they see the sun coming, they start to like monologue?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like,
no, sure. Yeah, no, I mean, I explained most of the premise of moonlighting, but I could probably go into details about season two. And then she started dating an astronaut, and it wasn't David Addison.
Yeah.
Huh? Never mind.
I brought some gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for a little party.
Yeah, we're doing a gift exchange.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. You brought two? I think everybody was only supposed to bring one, and then we're going to put them in a pile,
and
everyone's going to pick one out, and we're going to kind of compete and see who gets what gift.
No. No, I got two. Do you want yours now? How do I hide this? There we go. Open it.
But isn't this for the exchange?
This is for the exchange. This is for the Butthole Boys. Say it. Say it, Arnie. Come on. Say it. Say it.
Wait. But, Butthole Boys? Like, do I just... But here, okay. I have one question. Do I then refer to you as Butthole Boys? Like, or Butthole Boy? Or Butthole Brother?
Oh my gosh, I would be so honored. Butthole Brother, Arnie, you just made my year.
All right.
I'm sorry, my Butthole Brother, you just made my year.
Okay. All right, Butthole Brother.
Yes.
Okay, I mean,
Bing!
I'm excited about this gift, but here, why don't we bring our, I don't know how to say it, our taint uncle?
Taint triplet.
He's very loud. Usador the Blue.
Hail to the Theseus, man
like Taint Triplet. Like, oh, is one of them Taint Triplet?
Shh, quiet. How did you learn this secret name of mine? For lo, over 100 years ago, I did find myself shrinking to the size of but a fetus.
Wait, a butt?
A butthole fetus?
A butthole fetus?
What the fuck is a butthole fetus?
Let me tell the story. I did find myself shrinking to but the size of a fetus. And then, inside of a butt, did I crawl. Only to find 3 other fetuses there.
Arnie, you ever think about how someone's mom is out here?
Yeah.
Possibly several people's moms?
Yeah. A lot of moms. Yeah, surprising number of moms here tonight. So, okay, so you got the name Taint Triplet,
right?
Because you turned to the size of a fetus,
uh-huh.
You went into a butthole, and then you found 3 fetuses in there.
Yep.
You're the fourth one.
No, I was the third. There were 2 others, and then we were born, and we were the Taint Triplets.
You said you found 3 fetuses in there.
I was counting myself.
Okay.
Yeah, that checks out.
I'm the one that's good at math, not you.
Ooh. That's fair.
Wow. Arrows fired. But if there was 4, which there's not, you could have been the Gunch Bunch. And that's fun and good.
If only I could go back and find a 4th. Well, happy winter solstice to both of you.
Happy winter solstice to you.
I have too many things.
You have so many things.
I just noticed for the first time ever, you have a dagger on your back.
Oh, do I?
Wait, is someone trying to kill you?
Is someone trying to kill me? Or am I trying to kill someone? Or both? Why choose? I'm sure someone's trying to kill me.
Big old sip of beer.
Usador, wait, yes. You know what? Actually, that's a pretty good toast.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I think we earned this.
Hey, I'm sure someone's trying to kill
us. I'm sure someone's trying to kill us.
To the Butthole Boys.
To the Butthole.
Bing. All right.
So, Usador, did you bring anything to the big gift exchange?
What?
We're doing a white elephant or a Yankee swap, or I can't really remember the rule,
which is
which.
Arnie, what is a Yankee? You keep using that term.
You know what?
See,
I don't know, but damn them.
Wow. Did they offend you? Did they wrong you?
No, it's just a title.
Huh.
Yes. I did bring something that I meant to bring to the gift exchange the entire time. These 2... magical rocks. Oh, yes, 1 for each of my friends, each imbued with so much power, each more powerful than the last. This one's the most powerful, except this one's even more powerful, except this one is even more powerful.
Hey, Arnie, I don't think he meant to bring those. Did you hear? It's very subtle, but if you listen close enough, you can hear this sweatiness in his voice.
I think the subtle clue to me was when I asked him and he went, what?
I don't remember that.
I also have a dagger, if someone would like a dagger for the
holidays.
Ooh,
that's the one. That's the one I saw.
Yes, if someone would like a dagger for the holidays. And I suppose if for the holidays it was appropriate. What if there was a special tapestry of Chunt?
What the fuck? Other way.
Were you just carrying that in your asshole? Like, that just... You just pulled
Arnie,
that.
Arnie, never look a gift horse in the asshole.
Arnie, I am one of the Taint Triplets.
Wow.
One of the 4 Taint Triplets.
There you go.
Thank you.
Happy winter solstice to you, Chunt. What a wonderful gift. There's your rock.
No, you sort of... Look, obviously, this would be a wonderful and thoughtful gift for Chunt for winter solstice.
Right.
Huh? But
and this
since
rock.
We're adults, we're just going to bring gifts that are not for anyone in particular, and then sort of fight over who gets which one.
What a ripoff.
So that there's a high likelihood that everybody's unhappy.
Oh. That does sound like adulthood, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll throw that one in, and whoever wants it can have it. I mean, Trump has a lot of fans, right? Bing?
Now anyone can prompt it. The possibilities are endless. Arnie, do you mind, real quick, if I present one of my presents?
Yeah, please.
But it can go to anyone. Yeah. You, sir, for no reason, turn around.
Of course, happy to. If he tries to kill me, though, I will kill him.
Arnie, vamp.
What? Are you going to assemble that thing?
Shh.
So, Usador.
Yes, Arnie.
What's like a thing you've done once?
Oh.
Okay, Usador, turn around.
Oh, I wanted to answer Arnie's excellent question. What? A bird. Oh, how I love birds.
Oh.
Come here.
Whoa, no. Oh, my.
I killed it. I killed the bird.
Oh, bird. My God.
Bird, I'm so sorry.
It's like
I knew someone was trying to kill me. I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. Don't worry, everyone. I killed the bird that was trying to kill me.
God, goddesses, damn it. Arnie, do you know how much I had to give to a Wiccan to make that magic bird that only followed Usador? Did you see it was on him?
I did, but here's the thing. That bird, I think it wanted to die because it was just diving for his feet. Like, he was trying... Oh, great magic.
I used my magic to bring it back to life. Don't worry.
No, no.
It's a dome of magic that's only about...
What?
Yeah, see?
Legally, once it went past that, I'm not responsible. That's a wild animal. We all saw it.
Okay, so we have a robe, and is this for the exchange?
Yeah, it's for you, but... It's for anybody. Why don't you open it and see what it is, Wink?
Okay.
I hope it's a bird.
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's shaped like a hot dog, and I love that.
I don't know. I guess
it's got a hole in the back, which is concerning.
Arnie, no. It's a hat. It's a hot dog hat.
Okay.
It's in its cocoon. It's a certain butterfly that you're not listening.
Oh.
It's a certain butterfly and Foon that goes into a cocoon and comes out a hot dog hat.
What an excellent chapeau.
A hot dog hat that looks like it's working for McDowell's. I am shocked you put that over your hair. Wow. Trey Bond.
I pledge my allegiance to you, Hot Dog Man. Know that we shall go on some great quest together, and I shall slay all thine enemies.
And all who follow me will sit at a table. No one will be more in charge than anyone else, so it will be a round table, and we'll call it the Wiener Circle. The bird is back.
Oh, sorry, the bird goes in the middle, because these are for anyone.
Okay, so look, this gift exchange isn't just for us. I invited some of our other friends.
Damn,
I'm going to take this hot dog off my head. I think I see her now. Flower.
Welcome, Flower.
Hello.
How are you doing this winter solstice?
I'm doing good. It was really nice of you to ask me. I was worried this was just going to be like a sausage party.
It usually
but
is.
I'm happy to participate. I brought myself a beverage. Do you ever have the pample of a moose?
What is
yes.
You got to squeeze the pample.
Squeeze?
To get the moose out. It's on a moose and it also creates moose. Are you tracking?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're milking the pample.
You don't want, well, it's not milk.
Oh, okay.
So you, it's moose.
Okay.
So you grab the pample and you kind of squeeze it. You got to work it a little bit. You got to play with it.
You got to play. You got to warm
it
up.
Just a little bit. Yeah, get warmed up just a little bit. Because if you don't, it might get scared and it might retreat.
Sure. I hate to ask this. I feel like it might be embarrassing
that
I don't know the answer.
Is it sometimes hard to find the pample?
No, Arnie. It is never hard to find the pample. No.
I agree with him. Bing.
No, the pample.
Wait, anybody can do it. Also, who noticed that I first, instead of talking to my microphone, tried to talk into my cup?
I did. I was going to say something.
No, the pample is not hard to find.
Okay.
That is the one thing that's out there, you know, and you just got to grab it. But I find it delightful and refreshing when you get the mousse of the pample.
Sure. What, is there something, like, if I haven't had the juice from a mousse's pample,
mm-hmm.
What does it taste like? Someone just said,
that
what?
That one was like, I'll have what she's having. Yeah.
They were like, I'm with them so far, but what does it taste like?
I'll be honest, this is going off the rails. I feel like I was following this narrative, and now they're just making shit up based on what is in their goddamn hands. And the answer is, that's exactly what we're fucking doing. So yeah, if you've never had it before, it's like sort of refreshing and a little disappointing. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Refresh-appointing? Disrefreshing.
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 Yeah, but we got there.
Disrefreshing.
Yeah. It's sort of like a grapefruit got tired and forgot it was a grapefruit.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, like oops, all peels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's sort of like
rind.
It's sort of like a live experience version of something you usually listen to in your car.
Ooh. That's gotta feel weird.
And then you're looking at it and you're like, that's not what I expected.
So, Flower, did you bring anything for the gift exchange?
You bet. Are we just putting them out in the open?
Yeah, we're just throw it on this pile of shit.
Okay.
Apparently on Earth, you just put gifts in a pile.
All right. I didn't wrap it or anything.
Oh, that's fine.
I did bring, sort of last minute. Had to really make it work.
I feel like this is like okay.
I got two shorties.
Ooh.
I brought two shorties, and if you like them like this, I got a flatty.
Okay. I see. Okay.
So yeah, so it depends on what your poison is. Ooh. Pick your poison. We got a super shorty.
Okay.
This one is not expired.
Excellent.
I don't know. This one's a little bit bigger, so but also super. And then we got a flatty for all my flatty fans out here.
Sure.
With wings.
It also has wings. Two birds.
Two birds, yeah.
Ooh.
Periodically. That was for the ladies!
Wait a minute, Arnie, aren't you a high-powered female socialite?
Well,
why didn't you woo?
Woo!
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, speaking of a high-powered female socialite,
yes.
I invited someone else to our gift exchange as well.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's mostly evil, but she's still one of our friends, Claudia the Witch.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the butthole brethren.
Arnie, word is spreading. Just like our buttholes.
Don't say spreading.
Oh, word is spread fast. It's already out on the street, butthole boys.
Oh, great.
Well, happy holidays, you idiots.
Yeah.
Yes, a very happy winter solstice to all of you. Do you have a gift for the gift exchange pile?
Why, yes, of course. What do you think I am, some sort of impolite witch? Hold on, let me yank it out of my pants.
Why is everyone pulling these gifts out of their pants?
Ooh.
Now, you may think this is just a regular old diner cup, but it's got loose seat meat in it.
Oh, God.
Claudia, you
delicious.
Had that in your bag this whole time?
For 40 minutes.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow.
It's been cooking in there for 40 minutes.
Wow.
I bet that's...
You gotta sop that shit up.
I'm just gonna throw this seat meat on the pile.
Wonderful.
Fuck, Arnie, when it's my turn, do I go for the tapestry with my likeness on it? Or a cup full of loose meat?
I mean, that cup full of loose meat is at a definite, like, human body temperature, which has got to be pretty good.
Damn it.
I feel like we should have introduced something to this gift exchange where one of the options, but only one person can take it, is take nothing.
Oh.
And we'd all be fighting over that.
Well, what if we all closed our eyes, got on the ground, and rolled around and picked something?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Claudia, whenever we see you, why are you always trying to suggest that we all close our eyes and just roll around on the ground
and see what happens?
Why don't I close my eyes? Usador closes his eyes. We roll around on the ground and see what happens.
All right.
Huh. Wait, but before we do that, though, Claudia, I've got to say, your hair is looking great.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I just got a witch permanent today.
Oh.
Which one?
Which one?
Which one? Which perm?
The permanent one.
Permanent? Cool.
Yes, yes. Ogilvy Home Witch.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, Flower, you're looking lovely yourself.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I woke up like this.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe this? This thing, it really speaks for itself. It's a little heavy, and it's actually hurting my neck a little bit.
Oh.
Which I don't wear very often. Usually I like to tuck myself in a little bit, yeah?
Flower, the amazing thing about you is, even though you're a flower, you seem to be blooming year-round. What's your secret for staying so young?
Mm. Yeah.
Fucking and trucking.
Huh. Not the answer I expected, but makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
When you say trucking, what does that mean exactly?
So, okay, well, the fucking part's clear, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I think we all got that.
I just want to make sure, because if everyone was embarrassed that they were a little left behind in the conversation, and then we moved on to the trucking, and someone was like, wait a minute, she said something about fucking... What's that? You know, I'm happy to walk anyone through that.
There are a lot of moms here tonight. I think we're clear.
There's a lot of moms. There's a lot of moms, and some of us left our kids at home.
A lot. I did it again. I started talking into my drink. You know, there are a lot of milts here. Moms I'd like to truck.
Milt? Yeah, so trucking is when, like, you start at one side of the room, And then, like, you kind of, like, move a little slow, and then you just go full fucking speed into whatever is in front of you. That's it. Could be another person, it could be a wall, it could be a couch. But just once you get that eye in your head, you're like, we're about to be trucking. Then you just go slow, 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 fast slam.
Slow, 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 fast slam could also be fucking.
Yeah. They're a true band of butthole brothers.
Arnie, I think your secretary, Mr. Pesto, might have thrown a box back behind you there.
Oh, no, I think... John, don't let him know about the box.
That's a portrait. It's a 3D portrait.
Oh, I don't want to see anything that has three dimensions.
Arnie, it worked. That dumb motherfucker bought it.
I know.
Hey, Arnie, remember how you...
dumb motherfucker they're talking about.
Sorry, dumb mother trucker. You know how you talked about one of the options might be that somebody takes nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put something in?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Arnie.
This is... okay. No, yeah. No, I have a gift.
Arnie, Bing. For Bong.
Yeah, okay.
Put in a gift, you cheap shit.
Okay. I'll be back in just a minute. I got something.
He's gonna take off his scarf and put it in.
I was like, he better not fucking come back with like an experience or something.
Yeah.
You see,
I'm gonna lose my fucking shit.
Arnie's a greedy businessman, and every winter holiday, we must remind him to not be so miserly and cheap in his ways. So, you know, that's how we celebrate HAGBUM, you know, help a greedy businessman.
Yes,
it's an acronym. You know, Arnie is just, he's such a skinflint. He's just so eager to keep all of his money in his pockets, his gold. Oh, he's back. Quiet.
Come on. Boo bong.
If people, no, it's not the scarf. My gift is, let me pull it out of my pants.
Oh, yes.
I guess I don't need this. This is the lunar sword.
The mythical lunar sword that we acquired so many years ago, only to be lost to the Dark Lord?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's re-gifting, isn't it?
It is re-gifting.
Blech.
Well, you know, I recently went to a Dark Lord estate sale, and there were just all kinds of magical trinkets and things, and I got this pretty cheap.
Not the meat.
Oh, I don't like how that felt.
No. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
He ate the seat meat.
Wait, let's see what it does to him. Meat. Especially seat meat can have weird effects on wizards. Usador, buddy, are you okay?
I guess this wouldn't be the first episode where he vomits uncontrollably.
Swallow it.
Are you okay?
Why is everyone talking so slow?
Oh!
This also isn't the first episode where he ate ass.
See, I knew that meat was too close to witch butt. This always happens. Heavy tongue, not speaking clearly, chin falling off. Oh!
So you're saying,
yes,
Claudia,
yes.
Proximity to witch butt leads to heavy tongue?
Yes.
Okay.
You've probably seen many men in the village walking around with...
They took a trip to the salad bar.
Father, I've been waiting here for so long.
Oh, no, should we be here for this?
If he says, Papa, can you hear me? I'm out of here.
I have written thee for, these past 3 years, and it is my greatest desire that you shall return my letter, Father, for I do not know if I can marry the Count von Spiegerspire. If you come and rescue me here from the castle, I shall surely be a good little girl again and never be mean to you. Oh, Father, please come and save me, your sweet daughter, Gwendolyn.
Uh-oh.
Arnie, I think we have to put him down.
Lay him under the chunt blanket and stab him with that sword.
Wait. I'm mostly concerned with the fact that I did not know that the picking of the gifts was happening. Did he just yoink that gift before anybody got a chance?
What the fuck?
Where's the fucking procedure? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yep, all the meat's gone, so you just get a shitty diner cup now.
We're living in a lawless society. You, store buddy, you fucked us. And also, we gotta take you to a farm, okay? Upstate. Do you wanna go to a farm?
Father, I've been at the farm for the past 3 weeks.
Oh.
It's high time that you came and did save me. I'm so sad here, and I do wish that you would come and be a salve and save me. A salve on my soul and a savior to my predicament. I can't marry the Count. He has one eyebrow.
These letters are beautiful.
Yeah, he seems to have switched to epistolatory mode.
Mm-hmm.
Epistolary?
Okay, so you have to pick who chooses next.
I pick the beautiful flower that sits right next to me.
Oh, that's real nice. Okay. I'm taking the fucking sword.
Oh, shit.
Listen.
Motherfuck.
Just feel. Oh. I don't know the backstory behind this. I didn't listen.
Oh, man. I can't believe we gave Flower one of the most powerful weapons in all of Foon.
I can't believe that her neck hurts from. Whoa.
Oh. She's a natural. Whoa.
Don't look at me!
Her bloom!
Her flower herself fell off?
Arnie, I forget, is that the pubes?
That's right, I forgot. Flowers is pubes.
Flowers is pubes.
Father, don't forget your little flower, Gwendolyn. All here alone in the castle, where I needs must ask thee, please come and save me. I've been trapped here for so long, and they only give me gruel to eat.
Only one fucking empathetic soul in this whole place.
Wow.
Oh, God, no, too late.
Isidore?
Yeah, Isidore.
Yes?
Buddy, you okay?
Why wouldn't I be?
Does the name Gwendolyn mean anything to you?
Gwendolyn.
Is Daddy in the room?
Gwendolyn.
Stop saying that.
Large, please, Daddy.
Long ago, I did encounter a young maiden who had been trapped in a castle for a long time, and she pleaded with her father to be set free. And since he ne'er came, I do not know if he just did not care or was murdered on the way to save her. I saved her instead, in his place.
Oh.
Oh.
And then she went off, and she started a business and became a very successful baker.
Ooh.
Flower, who gets to pick a gift next?
I'm gonna say Chunt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Chunt.
Oh!
Oh!
Damn it!
Great.
Damn it!
Chunt picked the drugs.
I got me a flatty, baby. You gotta roll me up a flatty.
What are your plans, Chunt?
I don't know what to do with this. Do I eat them?
I'm in witch menopause. I don't know. Put one in one of your ears and one in another one of your ears.
Yes.
And then, one in your butthole. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And because of that good deed,
okay.
Claudia, I'd like you to choose next.
Oh, boy. Well, what an embarrassment of riches. Okay. Well, let's see. Empty cup. Fucked up bird.
And can I ask you, Claudia, you brought the cup.
Yes.
Where did you get it? Did you get it from that magical place called the Green Room?
Yes, I got it from the magical place called the Green Room. I was doing some potting myself, but I quit that. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take this bird.
Damn it.
Looking for a new pet. Let's see.
Arnie, it's your turn then.
But yeah, Arnie, you go.
So somehow there are still three gifts for me to choose from.
Arnie, I can't hear.
Oh, you put them in your ears. Look, here, though, Chun, don't lose track of those strings. You do not want to lose those in your ears.
In fact, the easiest way to do it, put the strings in the mouth. Then you'll never lose track.
Yeah, take them out after 8 hours and you'll get toxic shock.
Yes.
It's not good.
There you go.
That's your safety. That's your general safety.
There you go. Keep track. Nope. Yeah. Too much beard.
Feeling pretty good about eating that ham now.
Still worse.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who's up next?
I guess I'm going to take the tapestry.
You fools. You fell for my trick the entire time. Now it is my turn to choose again. And I pick the most valuable relic here. Oh, now I am Lord of the Hot Doggings.
Fuck! Arnie, come on.
Down on one knee.
Oh, Hot Dog Lord, I do pledge my soul and body to your delicious encased kingdom.
Once again, no, I'm not even going to say
it. What? No, Arnie, say it.
Once again, the Butthole Brothers down on their knees for a wiener.
Oh, that gets a big old bing.
Now.
Oh, fuck you.
No.
Usador, if the hat doesn't stay on your head, you're not pure of heart.
What? But I'm the purest of us all. I've spent all my days and nights fighting evil, looking for ways to overcome that which doth keep us down. Yea, those who are oppressed shall be lifted up by Usador, and then by my side, those who are so unencumbered shall join my fight, and we shall right all the wrongs in Foon. And I liked that hot dog hat.
You're putting too much pressure on yourself, Usador.
I am?
Yeah, you're putting a goddamn hat on a hat. That's not gonna stay. You gotta take something away before you put something on.
Ooh. You know? That's beautiful.
Yeah, I got a sword.
You're right, Flower. My burdens that I bear are too great. Oh, lo, how the weight of responsibility has worn me down. Which is why, in the spirit of the winter solstice season and the spirit of giving, I bequeath this hat back to Arnold.
Oh.
Wow.
'Tis the reason for the season.
Which means now, Usador, you get to steal something.
Oh, look at Arnie when he puts the hat on.
Fuck.
there's kind of a glow around you, sort of like where they're lighting you different. It's a moonlighting thing. Yeah, forget it. Yeah.
Arnie, will us to do something, wink. It's kind of a moonlighting thing.
I feel uncomfortable the way you guys look at me when I'm wearing this hot dog hat.
Oh.
Well, you took it off, so we don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Look, first of all, it's got ketchup on it, so.
Wow, imagine your whole personality revolving around a condiment. Oh, oh fuck.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Claudia. Kneel before Claudia. Flower, you can stay. Flower, you can stay. Oh, yes.
Girls,
this is just for the butthole boys.
Claudia, it
butthole
wasn't.
Butthole boys.
It
wasn't boys.
Butthole boys nights.
Claudia, it wasn't until you took your hat off that I realized with your hairstyle how much you look like Slim Goodbody.
Yep, I got a naked suit underneath this. It's just my skin. All right, I want you, butthole boys, to sing me a holiday song.
Fuck.
Thank you, Flower, thank you.
I'm enjoying your reign.
In three-part harmony.
Three parts? Hello.
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 It's actually very good.
Oh, bum 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 bum.
Ding ding ding.
Bum 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 bum.
Tis the season. No, we're not.
Oh, that was a good try, guys. Good try.
So I said, "Tis the season," and you screamed, "Hot dog!"
Well, hold on. In my defense, I said, "Freaky hot dog."
Okay. You, sir, did you sing anything?
No, I'd let you both step in it.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Bum 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 bum.
Ding ding ding.
Bum 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 bum. Tis the season. Where was the freaky hot dog? And a one, and a two, and a bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum.
You know, this is reminding me, though, that the holidays aren't about gifts.
Huh? What?
Thank goodness, because otherwise, what a mess.
Yeah, also thank goodness, because nobody picked Claudia's cup.
Aww. Well, the ham was out of it.
Yeah, but the cup was neglected.
Yeah.
I'll take it home, put some oils in it.
Barney, what were you saying about it not being about gifts?
Now I feel like I'm supposed to do something with a cup, but I don't know what.
Whatever you were going to say, would it kill you to work in a cup?
Okay, you know, the holidays aren't about gifts, like a great cup, a really great cup. Like, if it were about gifts, a cup would be like the best gift of all. And if you're thinking I'm going to Linus this, I don't know any gospel verses. You know, I think sometimes we give each other gifts because we don't know just how to tell each other how much we love the people in our lives. When we think that giving them physical things, even if those physical things are, let's be honest, shit.
Why'd you look at me? I enchanted a bird.
But look, at the end of the night, we throw away a gift or put it on a shelf. Do we forget that we put it there, or we...
Arnie, use the cup more.
No. Or we just think about what a great cup that is.
Nice.
morning, speak into the cup.
Oh, thank you, Arnie.
And your mic.
But also the microphone.
But also the mic.
The greatest gift of all is just friendship.
And now say, I could never be your woman.
I could never be your woman. Hot damn, how are you doing?
Wow. What? It's a magical cup, Arnie.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys,
see?
Guys, I know I said a bunch of stuff about holidays are not about gifts and they're about friendship, and that was just what you say when the gifts suck. It is about good gifts if you get one, and I didn't realize how cool this cup is.
Yeah, what'd you think, Claudia was gonna bring some hot trash? There was good meat in there, and it's a magical cup, you ding-dong.
Yeah, I mean, get ready for every episode to start.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Fern.
Yes. And then I'll come in and be like, meow, meow, bing bong, see?
Silver elves. Silver elves. It's Christmas time in the forest. That was my old-timey thing.
I saw one. I saw two.
I saw elves one, two, and three.
Yep. That's how counting works.
You know what? I think, like, it's a little bit of both. It's, like, about gifts, and it's not. Because we showed up, and we brought stuff, even though some of us really pulled it together at the last minute. I'm still so disturbed by the fact that the meat is still on the floor. And I know that was in your hand, but I'll still hold your hand. I'll still do it. I think that...
Arnie, is this what you're talking about?
That we brought ourselves. Yeah. We brought some crappy shit, but we also brought ourselves. And we showed up.
Arnie.
We did it.
No.
Your hand.
I want what they have. Claudia, help.
Ooh, a Christmas seance.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh. Let's all,
Claudia. Claudia, can you speak to the Christmas spirit or some holiday spirit?
Yes, hold on. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How ugly are your branches? Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
I see it.
What?
It's dead Santa. He's in many forms. Hold on. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. He's bringing gifts. He's bringing joy. He's punching children in the face. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I wish you all could see it. Close your eyes.
Whoa, no. Don't fall for it.
Come on now. Close your eyes.
I'm not falling for that again.
Eyes are closed.
I gave it a try.
Usador's eyes are closed.
Ooh. Yes. Oh, here come the horses.
Horses.
You can hear the reindeer tap, tap, tapping on your wizard face. Oh. And Santa, what has he left you? Oh, he hasn't left you anything. You've been a bad little wizard.
What?
He says, so long, bad wizard.
No.
So long, bad wizard.
No, I was a good wizard all year long.
Oh, he takes a whiz in your wizard hat.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now my wizard hat is filled with urine.
And off he goes. What a beautiful memory.
Arnie, did you see that? It's like he almost took off his hat, but his hair came with it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Usador. Arnie's right. What? Open your eyes.
You can open your eyes, Usador.
Okay, all right.
Arnie's right. The holiday season isn't about gifts. I mean, yeah, mostly. Yeah. But also, it's about other stuff. Arnie, come on.
Yeah, look, all I'm saying is, if we're ever going to end this show, we have to figure out what the fucking holidays is about. Sometimes it's just, you know, some holidays you just be like, yeah, it's about kindness.
Yeah. You know what, Arnie? I think it's about, after a long time, years even, mm-hmm.
people showing up to support you.
It's beautiful.
About those who started the journey with you or joined weeks ago or maybe were dragged on the path today.
Sure, yeah.
But still willing to carry some of the burden.
Yeah.
And support you along your path.
Yes.
I guess even if you're losing your hair. Yeah.
In a non-traditional way.
Yeah. Chung, is what you're saying, and I'm using some of your words, that you want to thank everybody for putting up with the burden of this show.
To all the people who are in their car with the windows down, listening to whatever, and another car rolls up with their windows down, they look over at you like, what the fuck is that? And you turn it down real quick and you go, it's about a guy who fell behind a Burger King.
Yeah, and you're like, they don't always talk about buttholes. It's just, one
it's just mostly, we thank you and we love you. And to all the people, when their family over a nice dinner says, did you make any friends? And they go, kind of. I have a parasocial relationship with three adult men who wear pajamas with a big fucking grin on your face. Thank you. Arnie, did I cross the threshold to where I'm being mean?
Goddesses bless us, everyone.
Oh. Did you hear that? Did you hear that bell ring? Come on. Ding. Ding. Ding.
Dong.
Ding.
Dong.
Arnie, a bunch of people just yelled dong at you. You truly are the hot dog king.
Hot dog king.
Dong. 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 Dong, dong, dong,
dong.
That's our show. Thank you so much.
It's endearing to hear Adel getting hoarse towards the end, because it means his voice is getting tired of the show at the same time we are. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adel Rafai. Flower the Talking Flower was played by Brooke Bright. Claudia the Witch was played by Beth Maluski. Special thanks to everyone behind the scenes at Talia Hall, whose names the cast never took the time to learn. Want to see pictures from the live show? I can guarantee the costume work is different than what you're picturing. A bunch of professional photos from the show are part of the Patreon post for this episode. Thanks to Kyle Telecon for taking those pictures. Check out Kyle's non-Magic Tavern photography work at cityeyesphoto.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like... this is a huge list of names. Are there really this many people? Okay. People like Antonio Santos, Loka Burb and their cat Sir Snookum's Pantaloons. Am I legally required to report animal cruelty? Chris Bemis, Rebecca, Jeffrey Wires, Michelle McGilligut, Transfigurations Professor, Wendell E., Nell, Dan from the magical fantastical land of Pennsylvania, keep telling yourself that, Dan, Megan Allen, Stuart Long, Dirk Funk, and Scott, the King of All the Snakes, Clark. LinkedIn will love that job title. Patrons, like all the people I was just forced to mention, get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adel Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Pooland. Some of you are thinking, don't they usually take a week or two off around the holidays? Well, you're correct. We'll be taking the next 2 weeks off, but don't worry, we'll still share something fun with you each week. Next week, we'll share one of the Patreon episodes on the main feed, so you non-supporters can hear what you might be missing. The following week, we'll post a full episode of something special that hasn't been shared anywhere else yet. And then we'll be back with a new Hello from the Magic Tavern episode on Monday, January 16th. See you then! Ugh, I did it. I did all those credits in my best mysterious man voice. Was that good? Did it work?
Yeah, I think it worked for now. It should hold at least for the next few weeks.
There was a lot to get through in that outro, but if it's somehow saving podcast listeners and all of reality from some terrible evil, I guess it's worth it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stiffen. You have it slightly mixed up. We are saving all of reality from a terrible evil, but that terrible evil isn't what you think. The thing we're doing every week is saving all of reality from the podcast listeners.
What?
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.